In this bulletin, a Chinese airliner crashes in southern China with 132 people on board. At least 8 dead in a Russian missile strike in Kyiv. And in football, Barcelona beats Real Madrid 4-0. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Rescuers have reached the accident site of a Chinese plane that crashed into a hillside in the southern region of Guangxi. The Boeing 737-800 was carrying 132 people when it crashed into a mountainous area near Wuzhou City and caused a fire. The 132 people on board include 123 passengers and 9 crew, and it's unclear if there are any survivors. Flight tracking data suggests the plane lost height rapidly from its cruising altitude. Chinese President Xi Jinping says he's shocked to hear about the crash and has ordered search and rescue efforts. Wu Ling is with the Wuzhou Fire Rescue Department and says rescuers are now on the scene.
So far, a rescue team of 120 vehicles and 622 members have arrived at the accident site. The site is ringed on three sides by mountains without access to power supply, so the lighting conditions are very poor. The search and rescue work are now in full swing.
At least 8 people are reported dead after a Russian missile strike on a shopping centre in Kyiv. The city's mayor has imposed a curfew, which will be in place until 7 a.m. on Wednesday morning. Ukrainian authorities say Russian ships have fired on residential buildings near Odessa. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has accused Russian forces of committing war crimes in Mariupol, where street fighting has been taking place. About 300,000 people are trapped in the city with little or no food, water or electricity. The United Nations says more than 10 million people have been forced from their homes in Ukraine. Stefan Dzhudzharek is the spokesman for the UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres.
Since February 24th, more than 10 million people have now been forced from their homes in search of safety and security, nearly a quarter of the population of Ukraine. This includes an estimated 6.5 million men, women, and children who are internally displaced, and that's according to our friends at the International Organization for Migration, and nearly 3.5 million people, mostly women and children, who have crossed international borders out of Ukraine as refugees.
President Volodymyr Zelensky has appealed to European countries to continue sanctioning Russia and to not buy Russian fossil fuels. Mr. Zelensky has singled out Germany in his address, a country that leads a group of European Union member states that want to pause new sanctions on Russia due to concerns over high energy prices and fears that Russia might halt gas exports to Europe. In his video address, the Ukrainian president played an air raid siren and called on German citizens to pressure German politicians.
Please do not sponsor the military machine of Russia, nor give a single euro to occupiers. Close your ports to them. Do not import goods. Say no to Russian energy resources. Do everything for Russia to leave Ukrainian soil. I believe and I know that peace is possible, but you have to act to bring peace.
European foreign ministers have met in Brussels to condemn Russian forces and discuss new sanctions on Russia. The European Union High Representative for Foreign Affairs, Josep Borrell, says war crimes are being committed.
Russia is really doing a lot of war crimes. That's the word. You have to say that. What's happening in Mariupol is a massive war crime, destroying everything, bombarding and killing everybody in an indiscriminate manner.
The first African-American woman to be nominated for the United States Supreme Court is facing questioning before a panel that will determine whether or not her nomination succeeds. 51-year-old Ketanji Brown Jackson faces days of questioning before the Senate Judiciary Committee in Washington. If she's appointed, she'll replace Justice Stephen Breyer, who's retiring. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam has announced Hong Kong will be lifting flight bans on 9 countries and reducing quarantine time for travellers arriving in the city as cases from its latest COVID wave go down. Ms. Lamb says the countries affected are Australia, Britain, the United States, Canada, France, India, Nepal, Pakistan and the Philippines. And in football, Barcelona has beaten Real Madrid 4-0 in El Clásico, ending a five-match losing streak against their rivals. Well, now today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny and 28. Adelaide, a shower or two, 26. Melbourne, showers developing, 25. Hobart, showers and 20. Canberra, mostly sunny, 29. Wollongong, much the same, 26. Sydney, similar conditions, 27. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 29. Brisbane, sunny and 30. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News. We'll be right back.